USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is focusing on tackling violence today. The president meeting with several city officials from around the country at the White House. They include the mayors of Washington, D.C. and San Jose, along with the Democratic nominee for New York City mayor. When it comes to the increase in crime rates, Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, believes it's all due to progressive policies.
These criminals are getting out of prison too fast. And they are not even being detained pending trial, and so they're committing multiple crimes. And the crime rate is going to be a significant issue in the 2022 elections.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Thousands of Cubans are taking to the streets protesting the nation's communist government. Some of the biggest demonstrations in decades were held in cities across Cuba over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
The price of gasoline continues to rise. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of 3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of 3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices.
Millions of people trying to beat the heat in the West will feel a slight cool down on Monday. Las Vegas and parts of California and Utah hit record highs over the weekend, but they will fall back toward average temperatures today. Even Death Valley is expected to drop almost 10 degrees after hitting 130 on Friday. This is the third heat wave in the region. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One governor doing what he can to combat vaccine hesitancy in his state. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas and how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
Bill Cosby may be a free man now, but he won't be invited back to do stand-up anytime soon at one of New York's legendary comedy clubs. The owner of the comedy club cellar in Greenwich Village saying there is no way the disgraced comedian will ever grace the stage at his comedy club. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.